writer's block. It happens. I sit down in front of my laptop, stare at the screen, actually place my hands in the typing position I learned in high school back in the days of real typewriters, and
nothing.
I have the dreaded writer's block. My story, so firmly fused in my brain the day before, has flown out the open window and been swept away by the morning breeze. The masterclass writing exercises public page calls writer's block an overwhelming feeling of being stuck in the writing process without the ability to move forward and write anything new. To conquer this paralyzing phenomenon is all about conquering self-doubt and knowing that hard work will pay off. Take a moment to visit the masterclass reference cited in the transcript. There is no point in me just paraphrasing their advice on how to overcome this temporary insanity. However, some of the ideas presented mirror my own experience with free writing. First, go back to your writing spot, the place where you generally can unleash your creative self, even if you do not feel creative. A safe place helps overcome your anxiety. Second, write a scene, any scene. Does not have to be sequential or even related to your story. Make up a new character and have them jump off a bridge if you like. It doesn't matter. Let the process of creating this unrelated scene feed your confidence. This is how I begin a new story. It works getting unstuck as well. Next, go back and reread your story from the beginning. This is one of the most important lessons from the masterclass site. Did you get off track somewhere? Did you lose focus or drop a character? Did you just lose confidence that what you have written is good? Look at your work with a critical eye and toss out what does not fit. Now, live your next scene like a play. Walk outside and be a character. Do dialogue out loud. Pretend you are the hero or the villain. Kill off your main character just for fun. It actually is quite a release. When you get back to your writing spot, chronicle your adventure. And finally, start free writing. Anything. Realize that most of what you write will be thrown away anyway, so you can drop the pretense of rules, grammar, and spelling. Just do it. Your inner self will take over, and you will find your groove again. Now, this is my go-to technique. Write a boring narrative about the next subject in your story. No dialogue, no well-constructed sentences. Just tell the reader where the story goes, and don't worry if it's bad. Keep it relatively short, 500 words or so. Time yourself and stop before 30 minutes. Then put it away. Then return to it, maybe after dinner, maybe tomorrow. Go line by line and recreate the narrative into a scene using mostly dialogue and little or no narrative. Let the characters tell the story of the narrative, then toss the original. It's amazing how that breaks the writer's block logjam. Remember, it's not about inspiration. Writing is about discipline. Trust that you can produce even when the gears are grinding. You always have the option to return and rewrite, to edit your way out of a boring corner. You may just find that what you wrote when you were writing constipated may turn out to be some of your best work ever. I'm L.W. Hewitt, and I've gone off-grid.